prepare to broadcast worldwide.
You've discovered TalkZone.com.
TalkZone.com.
And now, let's return to The League of Dads on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Christopher Smith.
Hey, welcome back to The League of Dads Talk Radio here on TalkZone.com. Just want to give another shout-out to James in Paterson, New Jersey. James in Paterson, New Jersey, as I stated, we sent you an email. Basically, wanted some information from you so we can help you out with your electric bill. James is from Paterson, New Jersey. Okay, going to get into, before I get back to the storyline, folks, I'm going to get into and talk about something that I always talk about every week. It's called the Just My Thoughts segment of the show. As I pretty much give everybody an understanding, the Just My Thoughts segment of the show don't primarily do with the topic of the show all the time. It's just something that's on my brain here. I kind of think about 50 million things a day. And I want to talk about a lot of things about, couples. That you meet somebody and that person primarily doesn't have all their stuff together. So what you do is you meet them and you, it could either be the man or the woman. It happens in both circumstances. And you kind of basically give that individual a spot. You help that individual in a way to get their lives to at least above either average, or you help them out to get their life above average. Whatever you do to help them to the next step. If you meet somebody that pretty much don't have nothing going on in their life, then that's not a good idea. Because you're gonna be saying this story sometime in your life probably. And that is, that person didn't have anything, and once I got them to where they're at. Now they're kicking me to the curb. I was watching Housewives of Atlanta last night, and I was looking at a situation where there's a couple on there that's getting a divorce. And when I first heard her talking about it, I kind of said to myself, well, this loser was a dancer. I'm talking about Nene. She was a dancer. She didn't have anything going on in her life. But this individual put her up, gave her the good life. Now she's getting all the fame from Atlanta Housewives. And now she basically, all she talks about is divorcing a guy. Primarily, quite frankly, on the show last night, he said that, and I kind of seen that, because I don't see how anybody can, because I seen it where I'm from, go from shaking their ass on a table in a bar, don't go to school, don't get a degree for anything, don't hit the lottery, don't have a job, but all of a sudden is living in a $500,000 home, and have a husband that's doing well. That means that husband put you there. So my thought on the situation is, if you meet somebody in life and they are at a certain level in their life, you let them get themselves up to average or above average, because you don't want to be saying what I said. As I told everyone out there before, when Atiyah Bradley and I first started out, she was selling fire extinguishers. And I helped her in everything. And basically now it's, I don't need you. I don't need you, et cetera, et cetera. That's one example of what happened, but I was kind of just thinking about that, and as well as talking to another individual over the weekend and talking about how her uncle got put up on, put the wife through school, and then it was his time to go to school, and basically she kicked him to the curb. Those things happen all the time, and basically we need them to stop. So, you know, in life, be careful. I know it's harder when you're younger, in their situation when I was younger. But just be careful. Meet somebody. Make sure they have their stuff together. I'm 41 years old now, so I'm really not going to meet somebody and see to it that they, you know, as I stated before, I need all your time to be present and accounted for. Now, what have you done in your life? Okay, back to the story. Before we went on break, I was talking about beating and cheating done to a G. B's the same thing. The G is the guy, and basically what he said was beating and cheating. She was beating on him and cheating on him, and that happened to me. And Tia Bradley wasn't cheating on me, though. She was just beating on me. She felt it necessary to just fight all the time. And it wasn't until I heard that song that I started understanding what I was going through was abuse. Oh, Miss Bradley, am I wrong? If I'm wrong now, I got $50,000 for you. If I'm wrong, I got $50,000 for you. Because everything I say can be proved. Now, when that song came out, and when I give a lot of seminars, I talk to guys that think it's, as I said before, okay when their woman get upset, she starts slapping and just throwing wild punches, and you couldn't even say 99 out of 100. You probably would have to say 9,999 out of 1. 9,999 guys think that they're actually blocking the punches. There's probably just that one guy that said, no, you're actually getting hit. Well, I'm that one in 10,000. Didn't do a survey on it. I'm just giving a large example because I've never, ever, ever to this day, and I gave and I spoke to thousands, I've never to this day met an individual that looked at it the way I did it until I actually told them about it. So, Miss Mary Bradley, got a couple of things I want to talk to you about, and then we're going to wrap this show up. Miss Mary Bradley, got a question for you. Because a lot of fathers went through this as well as I did myself. Was there at any time that I dropped my child off and wasn't harassed by your daughter? I would say that I have. I'm almost wondering if Miss Bradley would say that I haven't. This is Miss Atiyah Bradley that we're talking about. And Atiyah Bradley likes to fight. Atiyah Bradley, for no reason at all. And just so we're clear on something here. Just so we're clear on something here. I'm going to say some things that I've never said on the show. Restoration Credit and Legal Services. That's a company that I own. And that company, what I do is I help individuals with bankruptcies and corporations. I help individuals do deed changes, and I give legal seminars through that company. Restoration Carpet Cleaning is another company, carpet cleaning. The League of Dads, this show, and I also help veterans with a lot of situations they're going through. I think I have a real good resume. I think so. Not trying to brag on myself. When you have a resume such as that, how much better can you get to an average or an everyday person? Basically, someone above me in success-wise and doing what they're doing and helping in the in businesses and everything move forward would have to be like on a grand scale. Where exactly is the problem here? I had an email from an individual that I didn't read, but I'm going to tell you some of the things that she said in the email. It was probably another email that was for me. And basically in that email, the woman was saying, you know, it's a real shame that you have to get on a radio and give computers to someone else's child. I'm almost willing to bet if I would have said this, if she would have sent me this email this week, she would probably now say, it's a shame that you have to get on the radio and help another man with his kids and help another woman with their kids, but yet you got an individual that won't let you help them with your own child. Don't want nobody to get mixed up with my mental state, because I talk about a lot of things and I say about how things are, and then it may sound contradicting to a lot of people. Well, if you are the League of Dads, how is all this happening? As I stated before, when I turned 40 years old, I left a lot of negative and nonsense in my past. All the things that I went through, all the things that happened to me, I will see to it that the next man don't go through it. But far as me personally, not going through it no more. I'm not, and it is unprecedented, people, for me to be on this radio show here today in 2009 with the history that black people have, and to be a black man and said a black woman made me fight to be a father. That is unprecedented. But here's a woman that runs the court. She does everything, but don't tell people. I'm almost sure she don't tell everybody what she does. She goes to court and she tells them, oh, he broke in my house. I'm basically worthless. I have nothing. She lies. Continuously, she lies. But here's a woman that went to court and gave up her child because the child support numbers wasn't right. Am I wrong, Ms. Bradley? Got $50,000 to say if I'm telling the truth. I'm not telling the truth, rather. Here's a woman that when she went to court and they told her child support amount, she said, oh, don't want to have nothing to do with the child. What type of mother does that? And what type of court system gives the child back to the mother after they do that? This is one of the reasons why when the courts overturned the decision, I never even knew there was a court date. I was in Florida when all this was happening in New Jersey. So for all those that's wondering, well, how did she get custody back when that happened? When my child went back with her mother, my dad stepped in. My dad actually stepped in and said, hold on, son, don't do it. You know, don't keep fighting this. Don't keep doing it. That's what my dad told me. And as a grown man, you got to forgive me for constantly listening to my parents. I still listen to my parents. I'm not the type of person that's grown. No matter how old I get, my parents will always be older than me. That's one of the things that a lot of kids stop doing around 13 and 14. They don't want to listen to their parents anymore. And so when that happened, then my dad started telling me, you're dealing with a woman that just want to fight all the time. And that was 2006. Now, I got to admit that I did do some things up until 2008, but 2009 came in. It was a different story. I was now in my 40s. And Mr. Tia Bradley, that's what she's built for. Is there ever a time that I went to the house and I was confronted by other individuals? Of course there was. That's harassment. Miss Mary Bradley, she probably forgot about that, but I still have all those on tape. As I stated before, I'm probably the only individual that had to go to pick their child up and take a camcorder with me. As I told everybody out there, you didn't have anybody worse than Atiyah Bradley. You didn't. This is what I can't understand. How, in fact, does Atiyah Bradley get so much support from her family? As I stated to you people, drama, where I'm from, in the last couple of shows, where I'm from, drama rules. You got a family, Atiyah Bradley's family, Miss Mary Bradley and company, would give a woman all the support. And the resume in which I'm telling you all right now, I'm lying about none of this. I'm lying about, I have nothing to lie about. This organization wasn't formed because Miss Atiyah Bradley was good. There's a lot of things that are born from bad situations. And so did the League of Dads come from a bad situation. But Atiyah Bradley will constantly and will always have support from her family. I would like you all to listen to this show, individuals that we are our advertisement audience, listen to this show, because by the time I think our November 20th show, we're going to then take this same offer and extend it to individuals that live near where Miss Bradley lived. We're going to extend it to them. I want everybody to know by the end of this year what type of individual Miss Bradley is. I want everybody to know what I've been through, because I want them to start looking at their situations as it is. Don't be dealing with a disgruntled mother and think next week she'll be okay. Don't be dealing with a disgruntled mother's mother and think that, oh, this is just how she is. There's certain precautions that you need to take if you go get your child, fathers that is, and you have this situation, you're constantly going through this situation. As always, I do thank you for listening to this show. And as always, we should all dread the day that the earth make the sun fight to shine upon us. Till next week, y'all.